Thursday, October 20th, open mic. It's almost 1 o'clock. You're about 20 minutes away from going out to practice. Return home this week against Albany, who's undefeated in the conference. Coming off a loss last week at Duquesne. Let's talk about last week real quick. And you mentioned just before we started talking that we're there, we're close. And it's one or two things here and there that's kind of, you know, we're 2-5 and 1-3 in the NEC. But, you know, it could be 5-2. It could be 6-1. You know, it's just a little thing here and there. It seems to happen every week.
It does. And it's one thing that you got to stay positive when that happens. They're trying. We have a great senior class that kept this together. Our practice habits have been good. We have to play the whole game. And we've had moments and pockets where we just have not been consistent, and that's what our record is, not consistent. And it's very frustrating to the coaches and players and everybody that follows the Blue Devils that we're 2-5. My suggestion to the team and coaches and everybody is keep working hard. Keep doing what we're doing. Let's focus on putting 60 minutes together, and we can beat anybody left on our schedule. And we've had a positive week of practice. Actually, yesterday in the rain was probably the most spirited practice we had all year. I was very, very proud of them. We were out there an hour and 20 minutes in the rain, and you would never have known that team was 2-5. So we just got to keep moving forward, and if we do that, good things will happen.
I thought the defense played well last week, and when you look at the stats, it's weird. There are three scoring drives for Duquesne where they had about 220 yards of offense. They had the short drive in the third quarter. But when you look at the other five drives for Duquesne, they're 5-3 and outs, and they had, I think, 50 yards of total offense on those five drives. Maybe not even that much. Charlie Williams had a good game.
Yes.
On the defensive line, and I thought that senior class on the defensive line had a good game. To pick it up this Saturday, what do they need to do defensively against this Albany team?
Same recipe. We have to stop the run. They're running the ball extremely well, but what's made Albany harder to defend is they're throwing the ball extremely well. They're very balanced. They almost stole our recipe. They're running the option and throwing the ball downfield and running the power run game. And they're executing at a high level. I think they only have 3 turnovers on the year. They're not turning the ball over, and they're playing extremely hard. So our defensive line, we're going to have to stop the run. And we're going to have to get because of what they're doing on offense, we're not going to be able to blitz a lot because they run the option. We're going to have to get a 4-man pass rush. So for us to be effective, we're going to have to get after them with 4 guys up front and stop the run.
After 2 weeks on the road, you have an opportunity to come back home. You've lost 2 straight at home after winning the previous 15. How can this... And you mentioned the senior class and how well they've done in practice. 4 games left on the year. Still the opportunity to finish 6-5 if you can win out and continue that string of winning seasons. What does this senior class need to do to get everybody together and kind of turn things around? It feels like when you're winning, it feels like nobody can beat you. And when you're losing, it feels like you're never going to win a game again.
Just keep the faith. Faith is something you cannot see. And you got to go into the locker room, forget the past. You got to learn from the past, but you can't let that negativity draw out, knowing that if you put 60 minutes ago together, you can beat anybody. And that's what we got to do. We got to take it one play at a time, 1 minute at a time. It's like I told the team yesterday after practice. All we got to worry about now is going home and studying for class, getting up. And then tomorrow we got to go, which we did this morning, go to our meetings. Today, have a great practice. Then go to class tonight and study. Get up tomorrow, get an A on Friday, and then prepare to get an A on Saturday. And if we can do that, nothing but good will happen.
And the guys in this team have had success against Albany. Not, you know, 1 year by 3 points, the other year by 2 points. So they've won the past 2 years against this team. So even though they're undefeated in the NEC, they come in first place, and they've been one of the better programs in the league in the last decade. By no means are the guys on our team not accustomed to being successful against them.
No doubt. And the year before that, we lost by 2 up there. I mean, it's been a tough league game the whole time I've been here, with the exception of 2007 when we played for the conference championship and they just beat us pretty bad. But they believe they can win. And we got every opportunity to do it. It's not out of our realm that we can't do it. We just have to play sound fundamental football. If we do that, we'll have win. And I think they get it. They wouldn't practice like they are. We have good leaders. I can't say enough of our leadership and our captains. And we just got to keep moving forward and getting better.
Freshman running back Xavier Gaddy scored his first career touchdown last week. He had a good run against UMass the week before. He's showing flashes, and we've talked about his speed, his ability to make big plays. He's holding on to the football now. Luckily, it was after he touched the pylon last Saturday that it came out. He's holding on to the football, but he just, him more than anybody, when I watch the game, every time he touches the ball, you know, the ability to break a big play is there.
And that is critical that we start doing that. It's one of our deals that we got. We have not been able to get a lot of explosives past 20 yards. We've had 13, 10-yard runs, but not the long, long run. And Xavier can supply that for us. And Xavier's gotten better. He's a true freshman. Just his first time here was in August. And he's really hung in there, and he's getting better. I'm really proud of Xavier, how he's working. And you can see it on the practice field, how he's doing better. So I think you'll see good things from him.
Is it nice to be home after being on the road for a couple weeks?
It's always nice to be home. It's one of these things, Tom, where as you look at our group, we're functioning. It's always great to come back to beautiful Root Field. We have a wonderful opportunity on Family Day weekend here at campus to do something positive and against a very, very, very good football team, well coached by the legendary Bob Ford. And nothing would be finer than to go out there and put 60 minutes together and win the game.
All right, 12 o'clock on Saturday, the Blue Devils will host Albany. You can listen to the game on ESPN Radio 1410 with Bruce Beal and Mark Robbins beginning at 11:45 a.m. You can also watch and listen online at ccsubluedevils.com. Coach, we thank you for your time and wish you good luck.
Fire up, baby.